Yud Zayin Kislev, Sunday the 15th of December. Rabbi David Moshe Blau. The Hanukkah candles illuminate the darkness of Golus. This week's Torahway has been sponsored by Family Grunfeld, Il Mishmas, Maras Chaya Bas, Reb Chaim, Aleha Shalom.
Interesting to say, you see in a lot of Sfarim that there was a connection between Hanukkah and Galus Edoy. The Nes of Hanukkah came in the time of Galus Yavam. Right? In the time of Galus Yavam, there was four Galuyos. We have a Babel, Poras and Madai, and then Yavam. And after Yavam comes the fourth Galus, Galus Edoy. Even the Nes of Hanukkah comes in Galus Yavam. It has something to say about Galus Edoy. And it's said in a lot of ways, with a lot of ways to explain it. You see, Arachti Neir Lemashichi, I mean, that's, I think, Marinayim means done. It's just following it for that. In Marinayim means done, Arachti Neir Lemashichi. That Arachti Neir, the candle, is Lemashichi, going to Moshiach. Lemashichi, and that Moshiach is coming. And then the lights of the Menorah is Lemato Meyasar Tvachim. It's a place that's very down, very low. Shechina never went lower than Asarat Tvachim, like the Gemara in Sukkah says. And the candles of the Menorah, the candles of the Chanukiah, the Chanukah candles, are lower than Asarat Tvachim. Also the time of lightning, the Chanukiah is the time of night. Right? It's the time of night, and night is always, and even in Psukim, it's the Emunoscha Baleilois, the Agit Baboika Chazdecho, the Emunoscha Baleilois, and the day when it's light, and you can see Boiker, Boiker is like Levaker, to separate. You can see this is that, you can see difference between things. And then you have night, Erev. Erev is like Irbuv, a mixture. You can't definite, you can't see this is one thing, this is another thing. Everything is mixed up. And that by day, it's Lehagid Baboika Chazdecho, it's to sing and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chesed that he made. But by night, it's only Amunah. You need to believe, and you need to trust, and you need to go on. And not always it's clear, not always you understand why. And the Bach, also, in the Bach in the Tour, in Ilchus Ma'ariv, I think Reisha says something, he says over there that we say, Goylel oyr mipnei choyshech, v'choyshech mipnei oyr, ma'avir yoyim, u'meivi loylo, u'mavdil ben yoyim uvein loylo, Hashem tzvakoyz shemoy. Explains the Bach. Yeah, explain what means Ma'al Goylel Oyr Mipnei Choyshech. But there was a time of Geula, and you have a time from Galus. So Oyr Choyshech, light, darkness, is exile religion. That means Oyr Choyshech, and our Kadosh Baruch Hu is Goylel. He's turning it from Oyr Choyshech and from Choyshech to Oyr. He's Ma'avir Yoyim, he's moving out of the day, Umeivi Loylo, and bringing night. Hashem Tzvoko is Shemoi, and we continue and we say, Keil Chai V'Kayam Tomid Yimloich Oleinu Le'olam Vod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always ruling upon us, even day and even night, and every situation that we're living and going through. And that's Bach, yeah. Bach is saying it like a pshat in the, what you say, everyday mind. So you have this thing, it's a time of night, is a time of Godus. And even in that time, this Hanukkah candles are coming in the time of the beginning of the night, the first half hour, and then you light the menorah. And you see, everything is built also, and the way you have Shasha Sakona, and the Gemara says, Ad kal yerigle de talmudoy. Until what's the time from the half an hour? Ad kal yerigle de talmudoy. The people are starting to walk in the streets, in the market, people that are coming to buy. The Gemara calls it kal yerigle de talmudoy. So Pshat means because at that place where the Gemara was talking about the people that was coming to sell in this market was people that came from a place that's called Talmud. Like you see also the Gemara in Shabbos brings down this place that's called Talmud. It was a place, it was called Talmud. So at the Kal Yechigle the Talmud, but the Remez is like Sfasemes brings down, and lots from the Sfarim bring down, it's Yechigle the Talmud, the Talmudim That's a nation that came from that place, Talmud. We know we meet them more places. One of the questions that guy asked Hillel HaZakeh Friday afternoon, when he took him out from the shower again and again, was one of the questions was, "Mipnei ma einayim shel Talmudim trutois?" Why are the eyes of the Talmudi people around, that's one shot in Rashi over there, and they are the eyes was different than normal, or maybe very small. Like the Chinese, it was like small eyes. So it was one shot in Rashi, big. The Talmud, so why do eyes look like that? So the Gemara answers, Hillel HaZakeh tells them the answer, because they live in places where there's a lot of sand, so the sand shouldn't go into the eyes, so that's why maybe the eyes are small. And so in the Marsha over there, he explains that what's going on over there between this this man coming Friday afternoon and Hillel HaZakeh, and it's also Remazim. Why are the Pavlim like this, and why are the Talmudim like this, and why are the heads around, and all the questions over there. And how the Sforim explain, the question about Talmudim is why the Talmudim people are so, the eyes is not right, they look at the world in a wrong way. The eyes are trutois. And the answer is, Mipnei Shadorim, Bein Acholois. They live in sand. They live in choil, like you know in choil, you have Shabbos Kodesh, choil, le'avdil bein choil and bein kodesh. So I'm going bein acholois, sand is, it's also choil and also yoin choil, a day of choil, not Shabbos, that's the opposite of kodesh. Gashmi is opposite of kodesh. Chanukah candles, come to stay, adakalye, rigle, de talmudoe. Not the head of the Talmudi that lives bein acholois. Even his feet could come also to Kedusha and this candles of Hanukkah. And this Hanukkah candle could come to even Adekal Yerigle the Talmudoya. Even the feet of the Talmudi, that he is a Inayim Trutah because going Ben Acholois, even he could come to Kedusha in these days of Hanukkah. Okay, it's very nice, and it's, I said now a lot of Chassidish about that they say over this idea. I want to show maybe that this idea, that the connection between Hanukkah as a preparing for the long winter days and the long nights, and that Hanukkah candles gives us light in that day, and the long nights, is says in the Pasuk. The Pshat is not Mamash Mefurish, but I believe from the Radak and the Malbim, you could have this idea. There was a Perik in Zechariah, and Trei Asar in Zechariah, Perik Tes. He says it's going to be Ye'ulef, a Klal Israel. And Ichrati Kiroim Plishtim. Ki ato ro'isi ve'enoi. Because this I see it now in my eyes, says the Navi. He sees, like, the Geula coming, and he says, I see it in my eyes coming. Ki ato ro'isi ve'enoi. Then he goes on, in Zechariah, Perik Tes, Pasuk Tes. Gili me'oid bas tzioin. Hori'i bas Yerushalayim. He is calling to bas tzioin. And bas Yerushalayim, it's like, the two parts of Yerushalayim. There was the higher part, you know, where they used to live more, the high society, the Kayanim, the place of the Sanhedrin, the place of Beis Hamikdash, the mountain Tzion, that's the mountain in Yerushalayim. And you have Yerushalayim as the lower place, where the Hamoinam, the simple people used to live. So he's speaking to both of them. Also to the Bas Tzion, that the Geula and the Kedusha and the Beis Hamikdash is going to come back, and the Sanhedrin is going to come back, and also the people are going to come back to Yerushalayim. The simple people. Even though those that are not Koyhanim, those people, if it's going to be a Beis Hamikdash, they will be happy. But if people are going to come back living in Eretz Israel, it's not so happy for them, because he's a Koyhan, he needs Beis Hamikdash. So he's speaking to both of them, also the ones that need Tzion, and also the ones that want Yerushalayim, coming back simple to live in Yerushalayim, both of them be happy, Gili, Chori'i. Why? Hine Malkech Yavoi Loch, your king is coming to you, and who's your king? Moshiach, and he's going to be a tzaddik. Venoisha, who is going to be a tzaddik in his own life, and he's going to be a noisha in his national life. Like I was going to run the nation, I was going to run the people, I was going to run his kingdom. Oni veroichev al chamoir, and he's not going to be in full of gashmias and not with a nice car, all that thing. He's going to be very simple. And roichev al chamoir, riding on a donkey. Even he's going to ride a young one, that was Derech Melachim, the king, he used to ride on a young horse, a young donkey. No, it's going to be a ayu, it's going to be a ben asoynos. It's going to be a young donkey. Because everything is going to be in a way of pashtas. Very posh, very simple. Okay, and then, now we're saying about the geula. Ve'ichrati rechev me'efraim. You're not going to need no rechev. Rechev is like today's time, the tanks, all that thing that you need for war. Ve'sus mi'Yerushalayim. Sus, as sus mukhan, or also as le'milchama. Right? That's the pasuk says, sus mukhan le'milchama. He says it's not going to be no horse in Yerushalayim. Ve'nichreso keshes milchama. No Mokeshes, a hero, Vediver Shalom Nagoyim, and even he's not going to have, so maybe he's going to be very weak, he's going to be, it's frightening a bit if you're not going to have no war. And you say, if you're going to close down, what's going to be, and after a few minutes, what's going to happen? He says, no, Vediver Shalom Nagoyim, he will speak peace to all nations around, to all Goyim, Umashloi Miyom Ad Yom, and he's going to rule from sea to sea, Uminor Ad Afseor, it's from the river to the edge of the land. Okay? And Moshiach is going to rule the whole world. How it's going to come? What's going to be the power of Geule? Gam at! With what you're going to come out from the others? Bedan briseich! With the power of Dan Abris. The blood of Bris. Shilachti asiraich, I'll send out your prisoners, mi boir ein mein boy. From a boir ein mein boy, from a hole without water. Like Amisol is today, in a hole without water and prison. And then we're going to go out from prison. Shilachti asiraich, bedan briseich, with the power of Dan Bris. Now, Rashi explained, most Mefarshim explained, Dan Bris means the power of Bris Mila. And there was a very interesting Ramban. Ramban is in Pirush and Shir HaShirim. Ramban is Shir HaShirim, the end of Shir HaShirim. It brings down this Pesukim, and he says, you see over here, he says, it's going to come a time that Rav Klal Yisrael, says Rav Klal Yisrael, is really going to start to be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs. He says that years ago, 800 years ago. He says it's going to come a time that Rav Klal Yisrael are not going to be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs. And he says, and one mitzvah is going to stay. The mitzvah of Bris Mila. That even the people that's going to be very far, are going to be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs, they're going to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Bris Mila. And that comes the pasuk and says, Gam at, bedam bris eich shilachti asiraichem mi boi rei maim boi. And the power of Bris, of blood of Bris, that they're going to be Mekayim. That's very interesting, because the comment to say before that they're going to stop to be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs, and one mitzvah is going to stay, and that's Bris, I believe that it was easier mitzvahs in Tanakh. Yeah. That mitzvah, the only mitzvah should stay, maybe after we could try to explain, yeah, maybe an interesting idea is why that what happened. But the Ramban writes years before, 800 years before, 700 years before it started this whole thing, and he writes, that's going to be they're not going to be Rav Klal Yisrael and not going to be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs. The mitzvah from Bris is going to stay. And the Geula is going to come in the power of Gam At, Bedam Bris Eich Shilachti Asiraich Meberim Ayimba. That's the pshat of Ramban, and that's what Rashi goes, most Mefarshim go, that the Dam Bris means Bris. The Malbim, as interesting, the Malbim says that Gam At, Bedam Bris Eich, says that it was Goyim that came with the idea that instead of doing bris mile, so to pour a bit of water, yeah, some like a bit of water to pour on the person, and that's going to be instead of a bris. And he says that gam at bedam brise, that you didn't accept that idea that you could have a bit of water and that's going to be instead of a bris. That's going to be the geschus of the geula. I believe that understand what the Malbim means. He says that's the idea of Ebris. Okay. So Shuvu, okay. That's the idea. First of where we saw Nevuah about. The God, the Geula Shlema. Bemheira, Beyameina, Bekoroi, we're going to have this Geula. Shuvu Levitzaroin. Go back to your strength. Go back to your koyach, to your power. Asirei Atikva, prisoners of hope. Gan Hayoim, Magid Mishne Oshivloch. Even today, I'll give you something, a second-ness. What do you mean over here? What the Navi means? It's very interesting, because he comes and says, like, there was people that become prisoners of hope. What's prisoners of hope? You live sometimes in a world, and you say, okay, I could go on. He's not there, this situation is not going to be gone, this work is not coming back, this friendship is not coming back. There's a lot of things in life that it sounds that it's finished, it's end, it's done, no way to bring it back. And a person, sometimes becomes a prisoner of hope. the hope that, yeah, maybe it's going to come back, maybe something is going to happen, maybe he's going to wake up in the morning and think over, and maybe it's going to come back, and that makes him a prisoner, that he doesn't go on. He stays stuck, he doesn't take on the work, he doesn't change the situation, because maybe it's going to happen. Yeah, but in life, in all parts of life, the whole time, most people don't have too much hope. But the whiz, sometimes, that the hope is like handcuffs, that's tying up a people as a man and not letting him to go on. He says, you look at Klal Yisrael, and you see they look like a Asir HaTikvah. If Am Yisrael was accepting the idea, okay, that's it, we're in Golus, no more Geulah, it doesn't look like we're going to come back. I mean, until a few years ago, also no one wouldn't believe if you said that, yeah, Klal Yisrael will go back to Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a few million living in Eretz Yisrael, yeah? No one wouldn't believe it. So for what to wait? Waiting with 1,500 years, 1,700 years, you're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and it's disturbing you. Instead of connecting to everyone, becoming like everyone, this living in Prague and Warsaw and Vilna, and believing and praying and davening the whole time for Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. It's disturbing you. It's disturbing the going around you. It's making you problems. Stop believing in this story in the fairy tales. And go on. Build your life over here. Build your life where you're living today. And this hope is making you into a prisoner. This asir ha'tikvah. And for thousands of years, this hope is making you into an asir. It's putting you in jail. And he says, so it's going to be very hard in this long goddess of Edoim to be a Sireya Tikva. And it's sometimes the hope becomes your biggest problem in life. That's disturbing you from going on. That's disturbing you to be Matzliach. So he says, what do you do? Shuvu Lebitzorim. Go back to your strength, Sireya Tikva. I'll give you something that's going to give you the power to go on in this long goddess. Gam Ayoim, even today, Magid Mishneh Oshivloch. I'll give you something, a smallness, like Mishneh. Yeah, you have the Roish, is the head, and you have the second in command, the Mishneh. It's like a Mishneh Nevuah. Yeah. So you have Magid Mishneh, like a Mishneh Nevuah, Oshivloch. And then goes the Nevuah and the Yeshua from Chashmonaim. Ki dorachti li Yehuda Koshes. I made Yehuda into my Herodah, into the Keshes. That they're going to be the Keshas, Keshas Mileisi Ephraim, Ve'oirarti Vonaich Tzion al Bonaich Yovon. I'll wake up the people of Tzion, the sons of Tzion, al Bonaich Yovon and Yovon, Ve'samtich Kecher of Gibor. And Rashi explains, it's going to come a king, his name is going to be Antiochus, and he's going to rule on Am Yisrael, and he's going to make them a lot of tzores, and then he's going to come, Bnei Chashmonoi, and fight against them, and Oirarti Vonaich Tzion al Bonaich Yovon. And then Klal Yisrael is going to wake up. There's a verse, an interesting diyukim, that it's the reality, it's, they have the keshes, but you have the bow, that's, you know, that's going out, the bow and arrow, you have it like coming out, you have the bow and arrow, so you have two parts of it, you have the dorachti liyehudo keshes, you have the keshes, and you have the chetz. And they're going to be the chetz, they need to be the chetz, it's not standing inside and waiting for Kadosh Baruch Hu to do the nes. They need to be the nes. It's they tzore, they have over it tzore. Rav tom es rivam. You fight in this fight because it was they fight. Rivam, it was a fight that it was they fight, it was them rav tom. No kanto, it was their revenge. Es nikmasom. Then mosar to giberim. So over here, dorachti, Kishboka is pulling the keshes. But the chetz is they, how they gonna act? That's gonna be the keshes. V'ashem aleihem yeiroi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show up. And then, v'yotzo kaborok chitzo, and then it's going to come the chetz, like kaborok coming out. V'ashem Elohim b'shoifor yitko, v'olach b'sar v'isteimon, Hashem tzevokois yogein aleihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, that's what we say also in the shoiforois, in the Rish Hashoneh, and then he says, Hashem tzevokois yogein aleihem, v'ochlu, v'chovshu avnei kela. They're not going to need to work too hard. It's going to be like, they're going to eat food. And v'chavshu avnei kela, it's going to be like throwing gigantic stones. V'shasu, they're going to drink. Homu kemoyoin, umalu kamizrach, and they're going to be filling up a mizrach of blood. Kezoviyoiz mizbeach. They're not going to need to work too much. It's going to happen where they eating and drinking, not working hard at all, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to let them. After they're going to have the first Mesirus Nefesh. That's the nes of Chanukah coming. אין מרישיון השם אלוהיקיהם ביום ההוא כצוין עמוי כי אבני נזר לסנוע איזה סלסל מוסר הקדוש ברוך הוא גנרד להם as צוין כי אבני נזר as the stones that you have the חוישן of the קיינים the אבני החוישן לסנוע איזה כי מה טובו יום היוף יוי דוגון בחורים ותירו איש ינוי ופסולויס and the Malbim has an interesting chapter where he says that it's going like they're going to feel in that time that there's no need for this diamonds, for this stones that cost a lot of money, because it's going to be Dagon and Tirosh, that's going to be the most happiness in the world. Because today, people, because of competition in a lot of ways, it becomes the worst thing that's worth more in the world, and people are running after the whole time. So, but if you look in life in a very simple way, and that's going to be the way that Am Yisrael is going to come in that time, to look at the life, and it's going to be Dagon, Yenoi, Vev, Bachurim. Bachurim, you're going to be happy with Grun. Yeah, but why? That's going to be the most happiness, because all the things that's not, it's more than food, and more than playing Dagon, is not really something that makes happy a person. It's only because what's happening, the competition and the fighting in the world, that makes it worth a lot of money. And there's going to come a time that Avnei Nezer Misnoises and Al-Masai, someone's going to look around the world and say, there was tomatoes, there was cucumbers, there was fruit, there was oranges. That's Avnei Nezer. That's diamonds. That's expensive. And all the other things, nice stuff, okay. It's not worth fighting for it. It's not really something important. And that's going to be a time that there's going to be a change in the world. That's the idea. Shalom Hashem. It goes on the psukim over here. But you see, on this psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Klal Yisrael, you're going to have a big geula. It's going to be a Moshiach is going to come. Malki Yichyov Eloch, Tzadik V'Lo Yishahu, Oni V'Roichav Al Chamur V'Al Ayer Ben Asayinus. And it's B'dam Brisek, it's going to come. But Gam Hayoim Magid Mishne Oshiv Loch. Even today you'll see a small nest, and this nest is going to give you the power to go on in this long galus. Gam hayoy magid mishne ki dorachti liyehuda keshes mileisi Ephraim v'oirarti bonayich tzilin al bonayich yoron. This is interesting to see it in the pasuk. There is also, it says this idea, you can see in the Maharsha. There is a story in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin, Yud Ches. The Gemara tells us about Rav Chanina ben Tradyoin. Rav Chanina ben Tradyoin, one of the Harugei Malchus, that the Romans burned him with the Sefer Torah. They asked him, why are you learning Torah, even that there was an Exeira not learning Torah. Omar Lehu, Gashar Tzivani Hashem Aleikoi. Gashar Tzivani Hashem Aleikoi. And Miyad Gozru Alev Lesreife, Ve'al Ishte Le'arige, Ve'al Bitoi Leishev Be'kuba Shel Zoynois. Right? He was burned, his wife was killed, and his daughter, Leisha Bekuba Shel Zoynos, he took her to Rome. And the Gemara says the whole story with Rabbi Yisrael Kisma, went to meet him, that was in they came back from the Levaya for Rabbi Yisrael Kisma. Yeah, the title writes about it in Chai Oilom, how it goes. And he says, Tal Rabbanon, Kshachola Rabbi Yisrael Kisma, Rabbi Yisrael Kisma was sick. Olach Rabbi Chanine Ben Tradyoin Levakroi. Metzvach Bikur Choylim. Omar Loi, tells him Rabbi Yisrael Kisma, Chanine Ochi, Yadro Yoideya, Sheum Ezu Min HaShomayim Im Shilua. They gave him the power from heaven. Echriba Ez Beizoi, Desorba Ez Echoloi, Veholgo Ez Chasidov, Veibdo Ez Tuvov, Veadayin Ikayemes. So why are you fighting with him? Why is... Veani Shamati Olecho, Sheato Yoishev, Veoizek Bateru Makil Kehilo Ez Borabim, Neseivar Munach Lecho Becheikho. You see, from heaven they gave them the power to do everything. And you coming and you're fighting with them, you're going with the Sefer Torah, and Makil Kehilo is Borabim, you're going to fight with them? And that tells them, Omar Loi Min HaShomayim Yerachayim. Min HaShomayim Yerachayim. So he says, Omar Loi, Ani Yorim Al Chodvom Shel Tam, Ve'atar Yorim Min HaShomayim Yerachayim. Tomei Anim Lo Yisrafu Oizcho Ve'Sefer Torah Be'esh. Then it's going to be, they're going to burn you together with the Sefer Torah. Omar Loi Rebbe, Ma Ani Lecha Yoi Lo Mabo. Ha'Gnav Yoi Lo Mabo. Omar Loi, Klu Maise Bo Lo Yodcho. You did what's a Maise, a good Maise. Omar Loi, Moi Shel Purim Nischalfu Li Be'moi Shel Tzedoko Ve'chilaktim Le'anim. Yet once the wallet was mixed money of tzedakah with my own money for that it was for Purim, and I gave it all to Ani because I didn't know what's Omar Loi Mina Im Kain. If that's what you did, Meichelke Choyei Chelki Umegirol Choyei Goyirali. Okay, Alevai Shlav Chelik V'Diyon Ganei. That's very interesting. Imor, yeah. See what's he's learning Torah by Rabbim, and he asked him a question of Mani Loi Lamabo. And he needs another Maise, something else, not this Maise. Something else, another Maise. And after, oh, yeah, he had once mixed up money of Tzedakah with money of Purim. Mechel kecho yechel. Yeah, yeah, bechel kecho yechel. Sounds strange, sounds... There was a Baruch Shem Shnelson, that was a very nice chat about it, or if Chibina Rosh Hashiva. He says there was a lot of people, you see the Gemara in Pesachim, says that there was a Tudas Ishroimi that gave people to eat. Gdi mekulas b'leiv leilei Pesachim. A leil Pesach, a gdi mekulas. Exactly like you did the Korban Pesach, you know, with a rima and everything, and he did the same thing in Rome, and he gave people to eat. And the Gemara says that there was a chashash that is going to come to be maybe to eat kotchim b'chutz. People are going to think it's kotchim, and now they're going to eat kotchim b'chutz. You machshel people. So the Gemara says, Tudas Yishroini. Was a gavre rabbe? Was a adam gadol? It was a bale groivim. About the Groivim. So the Gemara says, the Gemara means a raya from the story from the Zut Dorash to the Zishroim, the Tzfardi went into the fire because they learned the Kalvachoymer, Hanani Mishol Ba'azar, they learned the Kalvachoymer from the Tzfardi. And then the Gemara says, Ayamatil Melai Lekis Shel Talmidei Chachomim. So he explains, what's the story with Tudas Yishroim? There was Balei Groivim, and there was Gavri Rab. There was someone that he thinks what he's doing. He took everything into calculation, and he says, yeah, I know the words are it's dangerous a bit. That people is going to think it's going to be kotchim b'chutz, but it's worth that people should have the feeling of korban pesach. That's a gavre rabbe. The way sometimes someone is a balei groivim. What is balei groivim? It goes straight to the ends. He doesn't think. He doesn't stop to think what he's doing. It's straight boxing. It's straight to the ends. It goes. And the question is, Tudas Yishroimi, was a gavre rabbe? He thought about it and he decided that's what he's supposed to do, or he didn't think too much. Now don't try to think what a fool is thinking, he never doesn't think. So it's it's a balei groivim. He has no idea why he did it. And that's the Gemara says, you could see how he spoke about the Tzfardeim and Hanani Mishol Ba'azaryo, that even you're not mechuyav, you jump into the fire. So you see that was his anoge. And another thing, matil melai lekis shel Talmidei Chachamim. He gave money to Talmidei Chachamim. And a lot of the people that it goes by them a balei groivim, so they're very wild, but it stops in one thing, it stops at a pocket. By the wallet, it never goes on the wildness. It comes to the earth stuff. So he has a lot of ideas how to jump into the fire and to give everybody to eat korbanos. Yeah, but to pay for it, no, that's not. Over there it stops. So he says, oh, yeah, no, but it came even to the money. He gave money to the so it's real. It's not only ideas from screaming out, he means it really. And also, Vayi tells him, you're going in the street with a Sefer Torah against the Romans. There's going to be a Gzeir that you're not allowed to learn, and he's going to learn in the middle of the street, and a Sefer Torah in the street. Klum maise bala yadcha. Mani lo ilan abba. Maybe you're a bala begroifim. You're a wild person. You don't think what you're doing. It's wildness. You're mad with that's my lodas. It's nothing. Ein lo yichelik lo ilan abba. So he says, klum maise bala yadcha. Tell me about money. How are you in money? Oh, in money also. He gives money to... It's mixed up the money. He's pouring money. It's okay. Also, the day is sharp. Also, the day is strong. Okay. Let's go on. You see, they came back from the Levaya from Rabbi Yisrael Kisne. Olchu kol gdoi leiloimi. To the Levaya from Rabbi Yisrael Kisne. Lekovoi ispidu espet godoi. A lot of cover for the Rabbani that's dying, he loved very much. Ubechazorason, they found Reb Chanina ben Tradioin, Yoishev Isaac Batoiro Makil Kelis Barabim, the Sefer Torah Melach Rechrekoi, Eviuhu, Ukrachu, Besefer Torah, Veigifu Bechabilei Zmoirois, Veitzisu, Boen Esau. And they burned them together with the Sefer Torah, and the Gemara tells us this, what goes on with the clan's Tirini. Then the Gemara goes on that Ruye, the wife of Reb Meir, was a daughter of Reb Chanina ben Tradioin. And she was very ashamed that her sister is sitting in a kubah shel zaynus. Her sister is over there. So he says, so she asked Reb Meir that he should go to save her. And Reb Meir said, I'll go. He took with him a tarke with a dinre, a whole amount of money. And he says, if she didn't do aveira, I could do for her a nes and save her. But if she did aveira, I can't help her. And he's going there, he comes to this. The sister of his wife that's sitting over there, and he asked her this. He said, "Dashatna." I understood that she never did do aveira. Every time she had excuses, "On alo in the fish in tuba, the shapira minoy, who was nicer than me, go to them." Shema minoy after Yisur. She didn't do aveira. He went to the shoyman, to the guard, the keeper over there, and he gave him give me this girl. He said, no, I'm afraid from the kingdom. I have something in the chutzah. Amar Ishkel Dargav, take the money. Half is for you, and half is for Shoichat. Yeah? Not the old cheater. There's Palgel Li, Palgel Lev, Eloch, and Palgel for Shoichat. Amar Lev, Chisham, I'm going to finish. I'm going to need more money. What am I going to do? Amar Lev, Amos, say this word, Eloka, the Meir, Aneini. Hashem of Eloka, the Elokim of Meir, Aneini. That's going to save you. Yeah, it's like you buy a parachute and you have a guarantee that if you're going to jump from the plane, it's not going to open, you could come and you give back the money. If you could come there. So you can tell me, yeah, I'll scream at the Kodameh, and yeah, then I'll look for you, search after you. No, you can see now, it works. There was Anu Kalva, there was dogs over there, Anu Ka'acha, Inshad, people shock out of college, although we found them like a bit of earth or stone. And the Kazan and Mechla, they came to eat them up. Omar Eloka de Meirane, he can say, says Eloka de Meirane, Shavkoa, they left him. Okay, Yavelo, he gave it this sister. Lesoy Vishtama Milsa Beimalke. They catch them, they ask you ask for the skiffer, they wanted to hang him. Omar Eloka de Meirane, Achsua, so he went down, he was saved. And then goes on the story with Rav Meir, they tried to catch him, and he was going in the street over there, took with the fingers into the food from the goyim and licked a lot of finger and all the stories, and then escaped the bubble. But the Maharsha asks, what's Eloka de Meirane? You see, even Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu says, Pachad Yitzchak, he doesn't say Elokei Yitzchak. Why? Because Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Koyre Ishmoi Al Tzadikim B'chayayim, Hein B'kdoishav Lo Yamin. Even in the holy people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't believe in them. Everything could change. So our Reb Meir says on himself, Elokei de Meir Aneini. Says the Maharsha. Moir Rebbe says the Maharsha. What's Elokei de Meir Aneini? Says one pshat, Elokei de Meir, Meir La'oretz La'adorim, enlightens of the world. Elokei de Meir Le'Yisrael, the second pshat, Elokei de Meir Le'Yisrael Ki Yemei Yevonim, כמו שאומר הפאי, את מיור לחומר, הוא יענני. It means, every yid, and even a goy, that's an asore, and he needs something to get rid of it, he could say, Hashem that did nisim for the chashmoinoim, and did nisim in the time of Yavon, Eloko, the Meir, ענני. And it's going to help him. Even a goy. You see, a Roman soldier, yeah? But he's going to say the word, he's going to remind himself, and he's going to remind him, Tfile, the ness of that son from Chanukah is going to give him the power to stand and cleanse Golus Edom. And the power of Golus Edom, we're speaking about Rome, Eloko, the Meir Aneini, it's a Magalik Pshat, and it has nothing to do also with Chanukah, it's the whole year. And every time in the year, if you remember the ness of Chanukah, Eloko, the Meir Israel, be Meir Vonim, Aneini, that's what gives the Koyach HaYeshua. Then I see you could go on and on and to explain what's really the kesher between the Golus Edom and Golus Yavon. Rav Moshe Shapira is very nice about it. He says that, in one word, says that Edom is not really a Golus we were supposed to go through. Because the minute that we went through Golus Yavon, it was supposed to be the end. And the Golus Edom came because of us, because we called Ulkanus and Aristobulus, the two brothers from Beis Hashmoinoi, that was fighting, was going to rule on the Beis Hamikdash, we called Rome in to make peace. And Rome never makes peace. And so we called Rome in to make peace, so they took over, and from them we on the Golus Edom. And that's why the Hoidoe, Halal Hoidoe from Chanukah, the know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything, and not the call to help for Rome, not the call to help for that people only, to call the help only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives us the power of going out from Golus Edom. But there is, it's really a lot to speak about it. I'll stop over here. Thank you.